Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Make sure we record. I'm talking here to Alfred Pence, and first of all, tell me when you talk about when you, from when to when you played football.
Well, I only played football my junior high school, 7th and 8th grade. And then I played in the 9th grade. And then after that, I played basketball, varsity basketball.
And when? What year was that? What years were those?
60. Well, I was in high school from 1960 through 1964. Graduated 1964.
How successful was the football team then?
We went from couldn't beat anybody as a freshman to 6-3 when we were seniors, and a good football team.
What was the difference? Why did you go from being so poor to so good?
Well, for one thing, we had more players. Mm-hmm. We almost lost the football back when I was, I guess, 7th or 8th grader. There weren't but a few players that went out. Didn't even have enough to have an 11-man team. Mm. But we had a large class, one of the largest classes that graduated from Old Stanford High School. And so as we grew up, and there were more of us, we had more to choose from, and we had some pretty good athletes, some very good athletes.
And do I understand it? So while you were going to school there, the program almost folded, is that right?
When I was in junior high, we almost didn't have a team.
Wow.
And then as I got into the high school, the football team, with more players and so forth, of course we had a different coach, but the football team was a pretty good, I think we were 5-5 when I was a junior, 6-3 when we were seniors, and after that they even got better. They went to regionals and so forth.
Well, and then I mean, in 1969, did they win the state championship in 69, or did they?
No, they. I'm not sure how far they got. See, that was,
yeah.
I was in college at
right,
that time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I do believe though they played in the regional finals. And it was colder than the devil, but I can't remember.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I was in school in Lexington at the time.
Yeah. And talk about Harris Coleman.
Well, I'd like to tell you more about Harris than, as I understood, Harris was a great athlete, and his brother also. But I understood he went to the University of Virginia and was an All-American football player.
Wow.
But we'll have to make sure that that's correct.
Yeah. But obviously he was one of the more, I guess, famous alums, so to speak.
I would think so. Well, there were several pretty famous alums, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in the football program, I can't remember as much about it as the other programs.
Who was your coach for football?
Rodney Walker.
Okay.
I think he went from here to Vermont. Denzel Dennis was the assistant coach. And tough. he would come out without pads and run over us. Solid steel.
Yeah. What were the uniforms like then?
Well, they were Kentucky blue and white, pretty much. Mm-hmm. The blue and white.
Was this like the traditional helmet that you have today, or was it a light?
No, it wasn't, no.
These weren't the leather helmets, though, were they?
These weren't the leather helmets,
okay.
But they weren't far from it.
Oh, really?
No.
Did they protect your head at all?
Some.
Well, one of the things Scott Smith was telling me was he thinks that the leather helmets actually protected the head better than the helmets today.
Well, I remember that when we played, there were more than one helmet that got cracked and split open with a hit.
Wow.
So they weren't of the best.
Now, did you actually play with Harris Coleman?
Or? Oh, no. Harris is much older than I am.
Okay.
Harris would be, two generations above me.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
He was the same age as my great-uncle.
Oh, okay.
So Harris was played,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Way back.
How many players were on the team when you played, do you remember? Or about, approximately?
When we started, seems like there were 30 or in the 20s to 30. But, you know, we get hurt. And there was a time in the year when we barely had enough players to finish.
Wow.
I don't remember whether my junior, the senior, I was not on the team at the time. But due to injuries.
What was it about Stanford, where Stanford was the only school in the county to have a football team? Was it just
yes.
because of money? Was it what was the reason?
I really don't know, but Memorial had basketball, Crab Orchard basketball, Houstonville, McKinney, but none of them had football programs. Maybe they couldn't get a coach, or maybe there wasn't interest. I don't know. I really don't.
And who, I guess, were like the... I know you had a rivalry with Lancaster.
Lancaster was our big rivalry, yeah.
You played for the Little Brown Jug back then?
Yeah, the barrel, the jug. Yeah. We got to take those home my last year in school. Yeah. Stanford won both those games.
Huh.
And Lancaster had beat the dickens out of us several years prior to that. It was... But that last year, we brought the beer barrel and the jug both home. So.
Wow. What about, did you play Danville, play Harrisburg?
Played Danville and Harrisburg in basketball. We didn't play Danville in football. We did play Harrisburg in football. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I lived with one of my college roommates, was one of the kids on the football team that... made a long run against us. He didn't let me forget that.
That's really all the questions I was going to have. Any other memories, anything that kind of stands out from those years? I guess...
Well, yes, I can remember going out during PE class and picking pebbles up off the football field and pieces of glass and stuff.
Really? That would have been dangerous to fall into.
The football field wasn't the field that you have now, mm-hmm. that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we had our track program, track was kind of a volunteer, anybody wanted to play, played. And they put out the stuff, and we would, I think, Ben Gaines and I went and got some sawdust and stuff to, you know, we had a good time. It was something I would never want to forget.
Wow.
Going to a small school,
yeah,
and everybody got to do what they liked to do, and it was nice.
And the thing that amazes me is the fact that, like, you know, you went from a program that almost folded to one that mm-hmm. was very successful with Coach Leedy, and now the tradition that Lincoln County has. Mm-hmm. What would it be? Would all that right. not happen had the program folded back then?
Right. Well, it you know, I do believe that. When I was in the 7th and 8th grade, and they really put a lot of pressure on to try to find a coach that the boys would come out for. And, of course, like I said, my class, when we started in 9th grade, there were a lot more of us. And I think we probably turned things around.
Wow. What position did you play?
I got killed every place I went. I was too little and too young.
Yeah.
And... I played basically bench.
Yeah. Oh, really? Bench
yeah.
warmer?
bench warmer when yeah. I was in the 9th grade.
Yeah.
But it still was quite an experience.
Yeah.
I remember playing against Coach Leedy, I believe, when he was a coach at Carlisle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
was my freshman year, I believe.
From when I from doing some research of my own, he was very successful at Carlisle, wasn't he?
Yeah, Coach Lee is a fine coach, yeah. Fine person.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else? Like that's all.
I can't think of anything.
All right, that'll work. Let me make sure I know how to stop this thing.
Oh, maybe I'll show you something here. I was trying to think. It didn't hurt. The head of a...
Well, I don't know.